And in studio from Penobscot Theater's production of Mitch Albom's Duck Hunter Shoots Angel, artistic director and director of the show, Barry Newport. Hello, Barry.
Hi, it's great to see you.
Welcome back. And from the cast, Andrew Crow. Hello, Andrew.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And Brian Michael, welcome on in.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We had a chance to talk to Mitch about the show last week, and everybody we've talked to who's seen it is just raving about this production. Barry, first of all, what drew you to the show?
Anything by Mitch Albom draws me, especially for a community such as this one. I always think of, like, when I'm planning a season or coming into a new community, how does this community listen? And some communities listen with their heads, and some communities listen with their hearts. And in my 4.5 years here, I've kind of assessed that I think that speaking to this community's heart works best. And Mitch Albom is a master at speaking to hearts. And so this play, and I also know that people here really like to laugh. People everywhere like to laugh. I mean, that's one of theater's great, one of the great components that makes theater special is that it's medicine. It's cathartic. And it's cathartic both in terms of, you know, feeling great sorrow and coming out on that end, but also in terms of laughter, which is, of course, the best medicine. So this particular play combines heart and laughter so perfectly. And so beautifully written, too. And it's the wildest story. And I knew we could do it well. And I'm so glad that we're doing it. It came to me when we were doing The Sugar Bean Sisters, which has an exploding outhouse by spontaneous human combustion. And our lighting designer at that time said, if you want to do a better version of this play, you should look at Duck Hunter Shoots Angel. And indeed it is.
And you brought Andrew back. Andrew, you were here for Ring of Fire before.
She brought me back. She didn't get enough the first time, I guess. I didn't burn any bridges, apparently.
That's good
to be back, yeah.
That's good. And Brian, your first time here. Welcome to Maine.
Yes, thank you.
Probably your last, Brian. I'm thinking,
No,
he's coming back. Brian's coming back.
That time spent with Arthur Morrison has driven many in.
Yeah, and I think I'm leaving my wife
talented actors. I'm gone.
Brian's amazing. We received about 200 submissions and about 80 tapes. Brian and I had never met beforehand. And Brian's was actually the first tape that I saw. And it was an immediate yes. He's amazing. He's super funny. And what a great guy. And he's going to be performing on May 15th with our all-star improv cabaret group, which includes like Amy Rader and
awesome.
Those guys, Dennis Price. And then Andrew, I think Andrew's like Prince. He can like pick up any instrument. He's a master of many, many things, including doing a straight play. I hesitate to call Duck Hunter a straight play, but but Andrew doesn't play any instruments in this particular play, although he is music directing and starring in Rock of Ages, which is coming up next.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Yeah. But Andrew in this, you know, it's his show, and he's like perfect for this role of Sandy.
So tell us about a little bit about the story and your role, Andrew.
So Duck Hunter Shoots Angel is actually the title of a article in a tabloid, a supermarket tabloid. I love walking past that part of the supermarket and wondering who on earth writes these stories for a living. I play the character of Sandy, whose job is to write these outrageous stories about aliens and three-headed babies and things. He's come to that point in his life through other times of greater success and has wound up, this is the last thing available to him to make money, and the money's good. He needs it because he had gotten into some personal problems earlier in his life, and it's not where he wanted to be. So he's a little jaded, might be too strong of a word, but trying to find his way back through life. He gets called down to the South to investigate this story about two duck hunters who have shot something that might not be a duck, and it causes him to question and revisit some things in his life that he needs to question and revisit.
And Ben Lehman plays your boss, right?
Ben Lehman plays my boss, and Ben Lehman is the boss.
Yes, he is.
No question about that. And Brian, you play the photographer who goes along on this adventure and then gets pulled into, some of the ugliness that can exist in the South.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I liked about this show definitely was the relationship and a lot of things that come out in the conversation with these two characters as they kind of go explore this other world. And it's, you know, it kind of reflects on a lot of things that's happening in the world right now, but it looks at it in a comedic way. So just between the dialogue that I would have with Andrew, with Sandy, and some of the dialogue I would have between the duck hunters, we got a chance to really explore some of these things that people are talking about right now, but in a way that's kind of lighthearted and allows you to reflect a little bit easier than some of the more preachy kind of material.
Yeah, well, and that's what Mitch was saying, too, last week when he was on. You know, it sounds like a very silly, broad concept, but even the duck hunters, none of these characters are caricatures. They're real people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's something that's really great with the actors that Barry put together for this, because everybody is bringing that extra layer. So nobody, it would be really easy to play these like cartoon characters because of what happens in it and, you know, the kind of ridiculousness of the premise. But everybody really means what they're saying. They found the truth in each character, and it comes together really beautifully on stage.
And as often happens with Mitch's works, there's a little bit of magic in the story, too.
There is a little bit of magic in the story, yeah. And, I applaud Mitch for not being heavy-handed with it. I don't feel like anybody's, it doesn't feel like a heavy play. It feels like a beautiful light comedy, and you laugh and laugh and laugh. Watching Arthur and Doug work has been one of the true joys of being on stage in the last year. But then at the end, you know, there's heart, there's story, there's characters that we care about. I think we wind up caring about every character that's on the stage. Every single person has an arc and has a value, and it's really touching without being gratuitously sentimental. I just think it's really loving at the end.
What are you hearing from the audience members when they talk with you?
The same thing. They just said, we love it. We thought it was so funny. And, they really get touched. You know, I think they were surprised at how touched they are by it, because you don't really see, you know, in the premise that there's going to be this much heart into it. And then the way the story unfolds, and again, the way the actors sort of bring the story to life with that conviction, like, it really does kind of tug at you.
What has Sandy learned about himself along the way in the show?
What does Sandy learn about himself? He learns that he's given up some of the more important things in life to pursue a career that he thought was what he wanted. He pursued fame as a big shot reporter, and gave up some things that maybe he didn't need to have given up for that. And I don't think the message of the story is to give up on your dreams, but manage dreams with the other things that are important in life, with people that love you, with relationships that matter.
Barry, the other thing that people are raving about in this show is the technical side of it. The incredible set, the costumes, the sound design, and talk a little bit about the team that put all that together.
Well, at the end of the day, we are Penobscot Theater Company, and that means we're a company of people, and we're a company of artists, and every one of these plays, we get together and we create something together, and we try and outdo ourselves from the time before. So we've created a full-on swamp. After I read the play the first time, I was like, I know what we need. We have to have mud pits. So we have Doug and Arthur in the mud.
Real mud. That's right.
That's right. It gets watered every night before the show. The first row of audience, they've been wearing their mud like badges of honor if they get any on them. Although we do offer little raincoats in case.
There is an honest to God splash zone for this.
Yeah,
for this show.
It's fun.
But it's better than a Gallagher show, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's not right. Exactly. And it takes place all around you. My whole notion of it was that you were like, it was an adventure, because it's an adventurous story, and so I wanted it to be like you were within the story, that you were traveling with Sandy through this elaborate story that he tells. It's an incredible set. Even if everything else we've just said to people doesn't interest you at all, the heart, the funny, you don't like funny, you don't like heart, come see this incredible set that we've put together. It's amazing. We built an incredible tree and so many tricks. So many tricks. There's a car that drives on stage. There's so many things. There's an alligator on stage.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's really, really beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's such a treat to step out on that stage.
Yeah.
I heard the tree is pretty incredible, too.
Yes.
It's an incredible.
How tall is that tree? Is it probably a 25-foot tall tree?
At least. Yeah. And it's pretty thick. It's pretty wide, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when Mitch told us that when he did this play at Jeff Daniels Theater Company, the Purple Rose Theater Company in Michigan, all they had was a tree. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to take it many steps further. And so we have. We're giving Bangor it's like a cinematic experience.
Yeah.
And speaking of Mitch, you're going to travel out in a little while and see his new musical, Hockey the Musical.
I am. Bangor, you will be seeing Hockey the Musical in the next couple of years. I guarantee it.
I love it. And you teased it earlier, but while this is the end of the quote-unquote regular season at Penobscot Theater, you got a little special thing coming up right after
this.
Yeah,
just a little thing.
Light trip into the 80s.
We're entering into summer. We're ushering in summer with a major rock and roll show. We're the first theater in Maine to do it. Isn't that cool? I think it's really
cool.
This is Rock of Ages, which is a huge show. We were expecting like a Gunquit to do it first, but no, Penobscot Theater Company is doing it first. It's big hair, big 80s music, and just a really good time.
I love it. Again, if you want tickets to Duck Hunter Shoots Angel, get them soon because people are raving about this show. They're going to run out soon if you're not quick. Get down to the theater, visit the box office, or give them a call, 942-3333, or the website, penobscottheater.org.
Yeah, tickets really are going fast. We're so happy. It's great.
Awesome. Brian, Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you
break
so
legs.
Much
have a great second and third week of your run.
All right. Thank you so much, Ray.